This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Dory Nutt. Today's episode features a cozy afternoon that Sundial contributor Ron Warren shared with his family, the present and future members, and the Siamese cat.
Gum Paste Carnations by Ron Warren. As the man walks back into his house, he can smell the gumbo he had made for his family that evening. At the kitchen, his wife is making gum paste carnations for their son's wedding. On the table are small pencil-like shaping and cutting tools, shaped dies and palettes for forming the flowers. There are green floral wires for making stems for the paste flowers, and white floral tape to wrap around these wires. Small bottles of food coloring for mixing with the paste for just the right shades of blue. Watch a Siamese cat sitting on the counter behind the table. The cat's blue eyes bulge out of his head as he looks at the flowers, hanging inverted by their wire stems on the outside of several large bowls. He means to get a closer look at the flowers, but a spray bottle within easy reach has driven him away twice before. Their daughters sit at the table too. They assist their mother with her paste flowers. They have learned a lot about baking and candy making from her during their young lives. It was not unusual to see the three of them together at the table with two sewing machines and a rotary cutter making garments. The table held over 1,000 pieces of Christmas candy last year, as it did in years past. The daughters walk away and you can hear the mother start to hum songs softly as she continues her work. Tomorrow she will stay home. She has to bake a gross of cupcakes, a groom's cake, and the bride's cake. She had a hard time raising her son. His father left her when she was pregnant, and she had raised him on her own for 12 years by working long hours at a bakery while putting herself through school. She knows her crafts. She hums the songs for her future grandchildren. Since she was a small girl, she has dreamed of the day that she would hold her child in her strong, beautiful arms. After placing the bowls of flowers in a safe place, she picks up the cat and holds him as if he were a baby. As his blue eyes grow narrow, slowly blinking, he starts to purr. He has no idea of what her odd happiness means. He has always been her baby.
Sundial writer Ron Warren was born and raised in the Huntsville area. When he's not writing or cooking for his family, he works as a graphic designer and photographer. Ron says he's listened to WLRH since high school, when he would ride around in the car with his friends listening to jazz. You can find Ron's story and all the Sundial stories at WLRH.org under the Sundial tab. You can hear the Sundial Writer's Corner every Monday morning at 9 o'clock right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.